You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. This is, this is my reaction to Spider-Man No Way Home, the official trailer, starting in 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait, hold on. Now. Whoa. Okay, MJ and Peter are on some roof. Wow, it's everywhere. Damn. Dang, devil in disguise. Wow, that's a dope shot. Wow, dang, that sucks going to school. Like, time to get homeschooled. Time to get homeschooled if people at school harass you. Oh, Doctor Strange. Yo, this place. Is there still a snow on the ground? Oh, the black suit. Damn, bro. Ooh. Don't cast the spell, it's too dangerous. Ooh. Wow, this man is really about to cast a spell. That's not how the spell works. Ooh, yeah. Even the Avengers are going to forget him, though, right? Whoa. This is multiverse. This is multiverse. This Christmas. Yo. Visually, this movie is going to be insane. Electro! Is that Sandman? Where are they? What the heck? They're in the Grand Canyon? Wow, he put him in his astral form. Iron Spider. Oh, shoot. What the heck? Who is... Goblin! Ooh. No, get out of here. Get out of here. That's Doc Ock. Bro. That means, all right, yeah, the trailer's done. That means a lot of the rumors that we were hearing were true. I'm not going to say all of them, but that means a lot of the rumors are true. Oh my gosh. I'm going to break this trailer down because there was a lot I saw there and a lot I'm going to have to. I'm sure there's a lot of side things within the trailer that I missed. Like, for example, we didn't see Electro, but we saw the electricity from Electro. And I thought we saw Goblin. Goblin's bomb. And I think, honestly, that's all they need to show for a long time until they get to the final trailer. And maybe like a TV spot or two or three in a clip. And then, because since we're in December, like, well, not we're not in December, but since December is when it releases, Yo, Spider-Man No Way Home, hands down, is going to be like, once people see this in theaters, the theaters erupting, automatically, tickets going to be sold out the next day. Bro, this is going to be the highest grossing, best, highest rated, best visually Spider-Man film ever made. This thing looks great. And visually, with like this whole multiverse effect and that whole mirror dimension with Doctor Strange, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see this. Once tickets go on sale, I'm buying one. I'm getting one in Dolby Theater IMAX with reclining seats. I'm getting all the good Sour Patches that I can in Swedish Fish. It's a wrap. So I watched the trailer a few couple times. And by a few couple, I mean like a whole bunch of times. And one of the things that I noticed from this trailer is... one of the many things I noticed in me breaking down and then watching videos of breakdowns of the trailer is in the beginning when Peter is in the, looks like the police department, his lawyer most likely is Matt Murdock. Not confirmed, but most likely Matt Murdock. We didn't see his face. They cut it out, which I thought was interesting. And you can barely kind of get the look of like his figure when he's walking in. Then, you know, you got Daily Bugle. The, I'm trying to think what comes after that. Flash's hair is blonde. There, and then I keep seeing something which I did find interesting. I did find it a little weird that Strange was gonna be willing to, after all they've been through, mess with reality for Peter. Like, the old Strange would have just been like, all right, Peter, you know, you're gonna have to pull an Iron Man and have people know that you're Spider-Man, because I'm not gonna change this reality. Or just move to another country. Well, you can't, because the whole world knows. If you move to another country, the whole world knows that you're Spider-Man. But one of the things he was saying was, you know, Wong warned him not to. Wong was going somewhere. A lot of people were saying it was Shang-Chi, but I don't know where Shang-Chi is in the timeline. So it could be there, could not be there. So they've yet to watch it. And hopefully this trailer is attached to it. I'd love to see this trailer in the movie theater. Happy is in the trailer. It looks like whatever's going on is really affecting the people around him's lives as well. And now I find this interesting too. He wiped out everyone's memory of who Peter Parker is. So does that mean that even the Avengers don't even know who he is? The only other person that knows who Tom is Doctor Strange. And that's it. Unless, I guess, Peter tells him. Which means he opened up the multiverse, which clearly means it just rose the likelihood of Toby and Andrew being in the movie. And this is insane, I cannot wait to see this movie. But it also means that I know that they're hiding, because they don't like to show a lot in the trailer, which is smart, kind of leave it for surprise. It does also open the door for Venom, Morbius, and even Miles Morales. Well, Miles, we know, actually exists in the MCU, so he's definitely way older if he survived the snap, or if he didn't. Regardless, he's still older than he was in Homecoming. Another shot. There was Electro. People were saying Electro and Sandman were actually in a specific scene, and they were attacking Peter in the black suit, which he was wearing with his mask off, which I thought was weird. Then there's a scene, what looks like Peter's wearing a suit, and the lizard tries to attack him in part of Strange's Sanctorum. Then we get a shot of a goblin bomb, and it's Willem Dafoe's voice. That's the part that's insane. This whole thing is going to be just crazy. And we know Peter's going to be wielding magic. Then we get a shot of Dr. Octopus's arms. No, we get a shot of Peter, and there's speculation he's either talking to a reporter, it's either MJ's mom or Miles Morales' mom. Now, a part of me also thinks too that because his memory was wiped, this will lead Ned to go on another path. This whole thing is probably a Nexus event, and this will lead Ned to go on another path, and then he'll become Hobgoblin, likely. Then we get the iconic internet-breaking shot of Alfred Molina saying, "Hello, Peter." That, and then Peter without his mask on going into the Iron Spider, which is questionable, and then the title card, Spider-Man No Way Home. I cannot wait for this movie. This trailer gave us everything we needed and just enough to give us what we expect to see in the movie. And as of now, the release date for the movie is still December 17th, and Venom is still supposed to come out this year as well. It has been delayed 3 weeks from its original date, but both movies are still set to premiere on the dates that they originally were set to premiere before. I don't think there was any delays, but this trailer gave us everything we need to be hype about the film, and just enough to not give any major plot deals away, plot details away, or any big spoilers away. It just gave us enough to get everyone to go to the theater and see it, and that is good. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.